Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy Show, because this show is all about inspiration. Not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to be empathetic and compassionate, drawing on her own life journey of struggles in supporting others. So I am super excited to introduce Wendy Previance. Now, Wendy is a nationally board certified functional medicine health coach and yoga instructor. She's spent more than 20 years in the field of healthcare and was the owner of a multi-million dollar physical therapy practice. But Wendy's most favorite role and most rewarding is being a wife of 23 years to her husband, Paul, who is also in healthcare, and a homeschool mom to their daughter, Kennedy, who is currently 7 years old. Now, her family currently resides in a blue zone, a beautiful coastal community where they love the great outdoors, cycling, walking, and watching sunsets. Wendy has suffered her own health challenges, diagnosis, and reversing of chronic disease. All these roles have helped shape her, transform her into the woman, wife, mom, and coach that she is today, all which she is eternally grateful for. And Wendy is not done growing and always looking for new ways to challenge herself, grow, and learn. Well, welcome, Wendy. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Thank you, Wendy. I'm thrilled to be here with you and your listeners.
Yeah, and I just love how you've taken your healthcare expertise and passion for wellness and are helping others create healthier lives for themselves. I can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing.
Well, thank you. I know we'll get into more of the details a little bit through our talk today, but my journey has been very personal and it's been very fulfilling and very rewarding. And I love each and every client and opportunity that I have with each new person that I meet. So I'm excited to kind of get into a little bit more of that and how it works for clients.
Yeah, that's great. And it sounds like you have really taken on a very healthy outlook on some of the things that you've had to endure through your life journey. So I can't wait to, you know, get it more into that. But exactly what was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your own health coaching practice?
Yeah, that's a great question. As you said in the intro, I've been in healthcare for well over 20 years in the various areas of dentistry and physical therapy. But it was really after a struggle of trying to get pregnant myself that went through two rounds of IVF in order to, you know, have our beautiful daughter, Kennedy, who is now seven. And after I had Kennedy, I was diagnosed with an autoimmune condition. And that was really kind of a shock and awe moment for myself because I had been married for 13 plus years, was unable to get pregnant, finally was able to after lots of money and lots of time, lots of prayer, and then, you know, have this beautiful baby and then to find out that I was diagnosed with this autoimmune condition. So it was really powerful for me. And at that moment, I was seeing a physician that was much more on the integrative side, but he really had wanted me to take an allopathic or a Western medicine approach, taking medications. And I was certain that I did not want to take that path. And so it started my journey of really self-healing, self-wellness, trying to do all that I could. And I started this long journey of research and of trying to create a life of wellness for myself, but also for my family. Now I have this beautiful little girl, 7 at this point, but you know, in the beginning, brand new baby. And I knew through research that once you have an autoimmune condition, you are 70% more likely to get another one and that there's genetic predispositions. So I really wanted to set her up for success as well.
Right.
So I really started just forging forward for my own research and wellness. And that led me to then to take some additional certifications and doing more education. To really dive into the area of coaching and wellness. And then I just wanted to spread that. I really wanted to share that information that we have so much power in food and lifestyle that we don't have to just basically take a diagnosis or a disease or a symptom, that we can really transcend and make a change. And so I wanted to spread that with other people.
Right. I just love that, you know, and not using anything as just this doom and gloom, despair, and oh my gosh, but you used it as a powerful launching pad to really take this journey and the experience and expertise that you gained along the way, and not just help your own family, but now you're helping multitudes of people through this. So your daughter's 7, I can do the math here. So mm-hmm. It sounds like you've at least been on this journey for 7 years, but how long have you had your own coaching practice, and has your business mission or vision evolved during that time?
Yeah, absolutely. It has been. By the time I completed most of my certifications, I would say I've been really in the area of coaching clients regularly for 5 years now, by the time I continued, like I said, the certification programs. Mm-hmm. And early on when I started, I would call myself even more like a mommy blogger. I really wanted to share that information about food and, you know, healthy lifestyle. Mm-hmm. So in the beginning, that was more of my vision of just education of resources and tools. And then I really wanted to take it deeper. I started out with, you know, approaching moms and helping them create that same model that I was doing in our own home for their families. But then I wanted to take it a step further. So now I'm really focusing on women and really just creating and educating women on living their best life, how you can, one, reverse, you know, conditions, lose weight, but how you can really have a really wonderful, vital, full, well life.
Yeah. So you've really taken it beyond just a resource type of a business to a personalized, more one-on-one, and just really working a lot with people in terms of their overall holistic approach to life. So yeah, that's fantastic. Well, have there been any big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way?
There's been quite a few roadblocks. Okay. Just, to, you know, as you can imagine, as an entrepreneur yourself, it's not easy, especially in the early days. And especially, I think one of the biggest challenges, I'd say that there was two. One challenge was that I came from a very successful multi-million-dollar physical therapy practice. Mm-hmm. And I was used to having big deep pockets for marketing. I was used to having lots of resources, lots of staff to be able to delegate, to be able to lean on and support that greater vision of whatever, right, you know, what we were working towards. And as a solo entrepreneur, it's very different. One, I don't have those same deep pockets that I had back then. We sold that practice after Obamacare kind of came in and some reform made it more challenging for small business owners. So we sold the practice. So there was a financial change that really was hard to overcome. How do you still make the same impact with less money? So you had to be really strategic with how and what I choose to work with and market and sales and overcome in that capacity. But in addition to that, just that negative doubt and self-talk my inner dialogue, I would say. I even had several different people that knew me. I call it my former life, you know, when we owned that practice.
Right.
The connections that I had back then, they would say, well, you already have something that's tried and true. Why don't you just go back to that? Why would you forge forward in this other area that is, you know, you're starting over from scratch? Why would you do that? So really, you know, it's
not helping.
No, exactly. I mean, my goodness, when somebody loves something and they're passionate about it, you want to encourage and inspire. Mm-hmm. So we know that. I teach clients this all the time, that it takes 7 positive thoughts and 7 positive reframing to cancel out 1 negative comment. So there was a lot of, you know, reframing in my own mind, that self-doubt that would really be challenging, that I had to really overcome and change that cycle in my brain of
it's
working through that.
This repetitive kind of pattern that starts happening. Well, can you share any technique that you use to overcome that and really allow yourself to step into the expertise that you know you have, you know, but kind of put those limiting thoughts at bay? Can you share any techniques that you used?
I did. Yes, that's a great question. And I really have worked on several, and I think, you know, it's just something that continues to evolve. You find out what works. But some of the things that I have really done is that I really focus just one day at a time. So I have my long-term goal, my monthly goal, you know, even a 6-month goal, but then I really hone it down into daily. I think that, you know, trying to stay present in the moment is really important. Surrounding yourself with like-minded business people, supportive, encouraging, passionate people that can continue to lift you up and you can lift them up at the same time is really important.
Right.
Trying to be grounded in my thoughts and in my actions. So really setting myself up for success in creating a very detailed kind of list for myself daily of just even positive changes that I can make or to do, working to kind of propel that passion and create more positive energy. Because if you're doing what you love, then you can overcome those challenges.
Right.
And then you set even the financial part. I don't still have those deep pockets that I once had, but I have hopes that that's going to happen. And visualizing that, you know, visualizing success, visualizing this dream that I have of being able to, you know, spread this wealth of information that can really help, you know, change others' lives like it's changed my own personal life.
Right. Boy, you've really hit on so many different techniques and approaches that help shift all that. So yeah, that's great. Well, thank you for giving us an inside view of some of the aspects that you include in your coaching. And, you know, obviously, Wendy, you're an expert here at helping people really achieve optimal wellness in their lives through a variety of approaches and modalities. But I'm curious, how do you feel about the client enrollment or sales part of being in business? Now, this is a very different skill set. Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
It is my least favorite. It is absolutely my least favorite. I want to be one-on-one with people. I want to just have, you know, conversations and, you know, dive into their wellness and how to, you know, help them get to where they want to get. And so the part that is the sales part or the conversion, that is not my skill set. Even in my previous life, as I said a little bit ago, you know, it was very different back then when we had a practice. Marketing for that is very different than marketing for this. So it's not something that I enjoy.
Right. Yeah. And well, trust me, you are not alone. That kind of just angst or, you know, resistance to that important role of being in business is something that's pretty common out there, because you are compassionate and empathetic and, you know, just really want to get in there and help people. But then all of a sudden there's this association in your mind about, oh, the offer, talking money, talking, how do we go about that? And then suddenly it's just this disruptor to this beautiful conversation that's flowing so nicely. And so seeing it as 2 different phases and not really feeling into the, I don't want to say authenticity, but you know, sometimes that's a great word to just feeling like you own that part, or that part is just a natural extension of the conversation, you know, that kind of separate. It's almost like you're grabbing a new gear, right? When you're driving along, you're cruising along, and then all of a sudden, oh, we're pulling up a pass. I need to grab a new gear for the transmission. And there's this lurch and this change in sound, and everything kind of changes all of a sudden. And that's what creates that sort of, you know, uncomfortableness in the conversation. But the goal here, and what I help my clients achieve, is that it's all part of the natural conversation. Nothing is changing or incongruent. And I'd be happy to provide you with maybe a little mindset shift or a technique that might help move the needle for you if you'd like.
I absolutely would. I love your analogy. I use the dance. So I like to think of this person that I'm dancing with, and it should be flawless, right? Yeah. Well, I stumble. So I would welcome any guidance in that you could offer. It'd be wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely. And it first off starts out with, who is it that you're talking to? Are you talking with somebody who is open-minded and ready to step into a new level of wellness? You know, that's the first bar, right? Is who is the prospect that you're talking to? Because typically, when we associate, oh, that pushy salesperson, oh, I hate going into this persuasive mode, or, well, that situation only comes up if the person you're talking to really isn't in a position in their life where they're ready to make a change, right?
That makes sense, yeah.
If you set yourself up for success, that's the first step, and that falls under the marketing. But I like to call that just clarity around who your ideal client is, right? And really aligning with what are their goals and desires and cravings, and what are their challenges and frustrations and fears, and just really identifying who this person is and creating your enrollment conversation around finding out what those big areas are that are in your prospective client's mind, really holding them back, and how can what you do really be the answer? And so it just becomes this natural, like, oh my gosh, you know, I know exactly how you feel. This has been occurring, and I can see how that could be really frustrating, and find out what they do want to achieve. And then your offer is really the bridge. Your offer is the conduit. Your expertise is how they can achieve that. And then it just becomes a matter of, well, I have a game plan. I have a system. I have a methodology. I have something that will help you get there. Is this something that you'd like to hear more about? You know, and just standing and coming from that state of mind that taps into your zone of genius, which is that empathetic, that compassionate side of you. Stay in that alignment with who you are as you transition into talking about the work you do or your offer. So staying more aligned with who you are and continuing that energy going through your conversation of, oh, I just love, you know, learning more about them and having that conversation. And then when I get to the offer, then suddenly you separate yourself. But what I'm suggesting is, how can you in your mind see what you're doing as being a continuation of that? And the way that you can is by clearly identifying and helping them to connect with where what they're doing is not working, what they ultimately do want to achieve, and how then your methodology or your approach will help them get there. And then it just comes down to, does this sound like a good plan? Does this sound like something that would work for you? You know, you don't have to have any real fancy sales lines. It can still just come right from the heart. So does that resonate? Does that land for you? Hopefully that's moving the needle a little bit.
So if I could just take what you just said and you could say it for me, it was beautifully said. Absolutely. It was perfect. I loved it. It seemed to flow effortlessly as well. It didn't feel disjointed at all. Yeah. I wrote down while you were talking, just frustration and a big area. What is their big area, and be the answer. So how can I be their answer?
Yeah.
And making that connection, that was as I said, just very simply put, and you made it seem so easy.
Well, good. Yes. And that's just what's so important, is to just keep it easy, keep it natural, just keep it an extension of you. And people appreciate that. That's, you know, the new age of selling. Really, the old school sales is it's still happening out there, certain places and verticals, but it's really not working. So, but yeah.
That was really wonderful, Wendy.
Resonate with some of that and make a few shifts there. So, well, and Wendy, I'm curious here, in terms of our world, talking about how old school is a passé thing. Well, our current state of affair is the pandemic, unfortunately, still existing, which I thought by now, a year later, it would be well behind us, but no, we're in various conditions of it. Well, I'm curious, has the pandemic had any impact on the work that you do?
Absolutely. I feel, first of all, exactly like you do. I felt like by now this year, we would be well past it and we'd be back to our life as usual. Yeah. But it really has changed my business in two ways. One, it has changed where I did a lot of things in person. I would hold yoga classes. I would hold retreats, private sessions, hold cooking classes locally, was at the YMCA. Of course, all of those things are no longer available at this moment. So I've really shifted to trying to do more online, create more online opportunities for clients and for in general, just to keep everybody moving and thinking more healthily and doing what we can, which in turn turns out to be number two, is that this was kind of a wake-up call, I would say. It was a long overdue wake-up call. Right. I think that there's lots of silver linings that have come through with COVID. And one of them is just a wake-up call of just working towards better health and how to support our immune system, how to take the moment that we have in front of ourselves and pause, trying to, I've heard from so many clients as well as myself, just, pausing, not having as much on our plate, just not being as busy and crazy as we were. Right. And so I've had just this outpouring of people wanting to do more, lots of new conversations, lots of new opportunities for coaching groups, as well as one-on-one, where people want to live better. They may not even have any issues with chronic disease at this moment, but they recognize the connection between creating a really healthy immune system sets you up.
Right.
And so learning those basics have been really, really wonderful. I think it's been, that's one of those sort of silver linings that I think has been really helpful for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, absolutely. We were forced to just take some downtime, and in that downtime was a lot of self-reflection. So
absolutely.
People's health and wellness has been at the top of the list as far as reflection, not only in just keeping ourselves healthy, but realizing, I think maybe there's more I can do. So yeah, I can understand how you could be incredibly busy at this point. So, well, Wendy, how do you work with people who want to finally achieve that optimal wellness in their lives? Can you share a little about your philosophy or your approach?
Absolutely. I, as you said in the intro, I really went deeper in what's called functional medicine. It's where you take the whole body approach to wellness. So it's not just looking at one area. So if you have, diabetes, then that is all that you're looking to treat is diabetes. But diabetes has been a precursor to many other things in your body. So really looking at other systems, other things that triggered the diabetes in your body, there was a root cause to what led you to that. So I work with clients who have chronic health conditions, clients that want to lose weight or just live, a healthier lifestyle, where I like to just focus on those health, learning basic foods. You'd be surprised at how many people just don't know some of the basic differences, the simple carbohydrates or complex carbohydrates, and just kind of where to grow from those areas. We work on stress and anxiety, bringing balance and simplicity, just learning to live a lighter, happier, healthier life. Mm-hmm. So just looking at the whole body approach, the mind-body connection, all of my programs that I offer, whether it be one-on-one coaching or group coaching, which I do a lot of as well, they're all based on functional medicine and functional medicine modalities and tools that are used by the leading functional medicine physicians. You might have heard of like Mark Hyman, Dr. Amy Myers, Chris Kresser. They're really leading and paving the way in healthcare. And so I work with those programs because they're tried and true, and they really help people get the results that they want in life. Mm-hmm. So I have one-on-one, I do group coaching. I have a Simply Light program that I just launched. We just started this last week, and I run it every so often, and we'll be having another one coming up soon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. Wow. Your work just sounds so dynamic and, you know, so many layers that you're addressing, and, you know, really this entire outlook of creating wellness. It sounds just very powerful. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. And well, how can listeners reach you if they're interested in learning more about working with you?
Yeah, I would love to. First, what I did is I created a special offer, a special gift actually for your listeners.
Oh, nice.
Where I wanted to be able to, one of the things that I have learned from just people in general, family members or friends or prospective clients, is that everybody's struggling around food right now. Either we've gained weight or just are tired of cooking, don't know where to start, kind of overwhelmed. So I created a fresh and healthy eating cookbook. It's a 21-day program. It has breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks. I created a shopping list, a step-by-step guide, how you can freeze meals and plan. So I really wanted to give your listeners some good value. So you can go to, I'll offer you the link as well, but it will be on my website at www.wholelivingwithwendy or wendypurviance.com. Okay. I'm on Instagram, on Facebook, under Whole Living with Wendy. And as I said, I'll be offering that cookbook onto your listeners and hope that they enjoy that gift.
Oh, wow. That sounds fantastic. I love that. So fresh and healthy eating cookbook. And it sounds like you've got everything from recipes, shopping lists, from A to Z really here for 21 days to really take your approach to healthy eating to a whole new level. Yeah, that's great. Well, thank you for creating that gift. That's awesome.
Yeah, you're welcome. So, and one of the things I did is I really put a lot of thought into creating foods that will fuel the body. The foods that we eat either can fuel us or I'd say rob us of energy. And who doesn't want more energy? I always can use more to get through my day. So just foods that will really nourish as well as, you know, help you lose weight, but it's a really nice detailed 21-day plan.
Oh, that's great. Well, thank you. That is really generous of you. I really, really appreciate you creating that for our listeners. So you can find that at off your website, right? So that's Whole Living with Wendy, and that's Whole Living, right? With Wendy.com. Mm-hmm. Or also they can follow you on Instagram or Facebook, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Terrific. Well, Wendy, you know, it's just been so great. You've already shared so many golden nuggets of wisdom here through our conversation. But if I could tap on you one last time, in looking at your own experience in building your businesses, what's some advice that you can share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have started their own business, or they're doubting their ability to succeed?
That's a great question. And there's two responses that come to mind. One, you know, really stay in your lane. I think as an entrepreneur, sometimes we can be scattered all over trying to make this work and that work and listening to a lot of different people. But I think, you know, really honing in on what you're passionate about. What is it that is setting you on fire? Where are you most driven and excited about? And then hone in on that. And just keep that dedication, that persistence, that perseverance, because once you get to the top of the mountain, you'll see that it's the journey is worth it. So I would just encourage your listeners not to give up, to keep moving forward and to surround yourself with people that will encourage that same passion in you that you have in yourself.
Yeah, that is sound advice. Yeah, I love that. And it's said over and over, you know, don't give up. But the way that you stated it was just really hone in on that passion and that vision and just use that as the kind of the stake in the ground, right? The guardrail or the guidepost or the beacon, and surrounding yourself with people that are there for you. Versus those people that say, well, why are you doing that? Not those people, the people that say, yes, you are. Boy, this is great. You're doing great work. Those kinds of people. So yeah, awesome. Awesome advice. Thank you so much for sharing that. Well, Wendy, it's just been so great hearing about your journey from your early pursuits of, you know, making sense of how do I bring wellness back into my life? And obviously, with your newly born daughter and suddenly receiving this devastating news about your own health and just seeking, okay, there has to be some answers out here, and you immersing yourself and then seeing this as becoming something that you really enjoy and wanted to just continue, and getting your certifications and really taking your life experience and turning it into an expertise. And now this impactful work you're doing, helping others achieve their wellness in their lives through your functional health practice. I've really, really enjoyed our conversation. I want to thank you so much for being a guest on my show today.
Well, thank you, Wendy. I have really enjoyed it. I enjoyed the nuggets that you gave me with, and sure. I just really have enjoyed it. I'm going to definitely implement those. So thank you for having me.
Yes. It's definitely been my pleasure. And again, for our listeners, you can reach Wendy Previance through her website, and that's Whole Living with Wendy. And I think you also said you also have a website, wendypreviance.com, correct?
Correct, yes.
Okay. So those two websites, and be sure to look for that wonderful gift that she's created, a 21 days fresh and healthy eating cookbook. So that sounds like it's really a great resource. So thank you for creating that. And also follow her on Instagram and Facebook. All right. Well, for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've triggered all four psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me and our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Wendy Previance. And as always, here's to your success.